before I let you go, let's quickly touch on the king of the courts, the BB&T Atlanta Classic. That, of course, is John Isner. Now, three times consecutively, he has won the championship.
Yeah, no truth to the rumor that they're going to rename the BB&T Atlanta Open the John Isner Invitational. But he sure loved it. And when I was talking with him after his semifinal match, he said, I knew it was going to be a good idea when they moved this tournament 6 years ago to Atlanta. But I didn't know it was going to be this good an idea for me. So he owns those courts. They're tailor-made for his game, high-bouncing, fast for his big serve. And, you know, the players go out there against him, and they know they're against the eight ball when they're playing him. So it was fun 9 days down there. I was tired, though.
What's he got to do to get over the hump? You know, you get to the hard courts at the U.S. Open where he could be a factor. What is it going to take?
The difference is two out of three sets at the lead-up tournament.
Yeah.
When it goes to three out of five, a 6'10 guy, his body, it takes a toll on a guy like him out there. So that's the difference. He's got to win quick points. He's got to hold his serve and hope he gets a break and consolidates it for him to advance. I think, you know, fourth round of the U.S. Open is a possibility this year for him.
Well, can only hope so. We'd love to see a local guy do a great job in our national championship. And Lord knows, we need some American males to do something because it's been a while. And Andy Roddick's been, you know what, the last really good American player. I won't even say great, but... we'll have to see if anybody's able to come down the pike. Rick, as always, great talking to you. Some great stuff going back to school. And hopefully if everybody was listening. If not, you can go to Rick's website again, ricklippert.info, for all the items that we spoke about here on Wireless Wednesday. Next week, buddy, we'll do it again.
Always fun. I'll see what I can get for you next week.
We can hardly wait, Rick. We can hardly wait. Thanks again. We'll come back here on The Experience.